rid us of this curse.
Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, we'll be talking with Jonathan Dodson, pastor of Austin City Life and author of Fight Clubs, Gospel-Centered Discipleship. In today's portion of the interview, Jonathan will talk about how accountability groups tend to go wrong, how they tend to slide towards legalism or looseness. Jonathan will talk about the need for a mentality shift among Christian men who desire godly accountability and lasting change in their lives.
In my experience, these groups were well-intentioned. They really wanted to live a life that was pleasing to God. This set of rules, these accountability relationships, were meant to promote holiness. But the problem was is that they focused on the externals, and our relationship didn't revolve around the deeper issue of why are we doing what we're doing.
This is Fight Club Training Session, number one. Well, Jonathan, in your book, you describe two ways our accountability groups typically go wrong. The first way that you mention is we tend to become legalistic. What do you mean by that?
Really, when I use the word legalism, kind of referring to that tendency in the human heart to measure our own worth by how well we perform or how well we keep the rules. And in accountability groups, it's often expressed through kind of a shared agreement between two or three people to keep a certain moral or spiritual code. In my experience in college, it was keeping a list of accountability questions that focused on Christian character. So, you know, have you looked at pornographic material? Have you lied? Have you handled your finances well? Those kind of questions. And so that the legalism, the rule-keeping, is kind of reinforced through questions that focus primarily on just performance, on keeping good rules. I mean, yet they're kind of godly in character, but kind of superficial at some level because they miss the heart.
Okay, so just focusing more on externals and not internals, that kind of thing.
Yeah, external measurement for your faith. You know, okay. Are you jumping through these kind of moral hoops? If you are, God will be on your side. You'll be able to keep God happy. If you don't, God will be angry. So the best thing to do is to keep the rules, to keep the legal code, the legalism, and God will be happy with you.
You said in your experience, say in college, for instance, that you experienced that kind of accountability where there was that kind of legalistic rule keeping going on. What sort of pressure did those kind of accountability partnerships and accountability groups put on each other?
I mean, in my experience, these groups were well-intentioned, and I want to just be real clear about that up front. They really wanted to live a life that was pleasing to God, and so this set of rules, these accountability relationships, were meant to promote holiness. But the problem was is that they focused on the externals, and our relationship didn't revolve around the deeper issue of why are we doing what we're doing? Why is it that we drift to pornography late at night? Why is it that we're prone to tell a white lie? So the relationships, you know, were probably pretty effective at legalism, as I recall. We would try our best to keep the rules, and sometimes we had some pretty unhelpful ways of promoting holiness and through kind of graduated penalties. I was in a relationship with some guys in college, and if a guy looked at, you know, pornographic material or something like that, some kind of sexual sin, then he had to put $10 in the jar. Mm-hmm. And so you know, over the period of weeks, the cash would accumulate, and at the end of a certain amount of time, we would either put it in the offering or go out and have a meal together to celebrate not doing it, not committing the sin. So, you know, even these penalties reinforced legalism, reinforced performance. So we celebrated when we performed, and we punished one another when we didn't. Yeah. And it just kind of missed the heart.
Yeah. Well, the second way, you say in your book, the second way that our accountability groups go wrong is that we tend to become loose. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
What I found also is that the groups kind of can tend to go to the other end of the spectrum. So if legalism is one end of the spectrum, the other end would be a loose kind of form of discipleship, a loose commitment to obedience to Christ. So instead of rule-keeping, it's rule-breaking. our motivations for obedience become hollow, and instead of there being the rules being effective in promoting holiness, the rules were broken, and we actually found kind of hollow comfort in confessing our sin to one another. So I would get together with my friend, and he would confess his sin, I would confess mine. Misery loves company. We pat each other on the back, and we kind of depart absolved with a clear conscience, knowing that we had confessed our sin. But there was no real earnestness to fight sin in that. It was just kind of hollowed out. It became loose obedience, you know, just kind of, there was no kind of earnestness to fight sin and no earnestness to treasure Christ. Instead, it was kind of this, the bottom falls out of your accountability, and so this is what you're left with, this kind of meaningless confession of sin, just being glad that someone else is sinning too.
So the comfort is found more in the confession process, more in the fact that you're not alone in your misery, and not that your comfort is in the cross of Christ, or your comfort is in the promise of the Holy Spirit to empower you to, in order to fight sin in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I wrote an article early on before I put the book together and talked about evangelical confessional booze. As long as you can find someone to confess your sin with, then you're absolved and you can walk away with a clear conscience.
Yeah.
And that's the other extreme of accountability groups, that when they lose their earnestness, they become hollow and loose, and it just becomes kind of a weightless discipleship, because there's not a gospel driving it.
You've been listening to our interview with Jonathan Dodson, author of Fight Clubs, Gospel-Centered Discipleship. In our next training session, Jonathan will talk about what really motivates true change and how the Holy Spirit brings about lasting transformation from the inside out. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson. For more podcasts, visit us on iTunes or go to the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.